Hello, bronies. This is gonna be my first time ever making a podcast for anyone. I'm not really sure what to talk about just now because I'm on my own. I was planning to make a podcast with a few of my friends, do some Let's Watches, but they are busy. One of them's in a different city right now because he stays with his father over the weekend. So yeah, well, he's over there. Anyways, I am Derpy Doodles. That is my Brony name. I do have a Tumblr account, although it's not safe for work oriented. So yeah, obviously, not sure if you'd really want to check it out or not. So you might get offended. I really don't know. I've been a Brony since about November of 2011. I was watching an episode with my little sister. I think it was the first one. And then I also saw the one with the dragon, I'm pretty sure. I saw that one. So Rainbow Dash pretty much seemed like a badass to me. I started out being a Rainbow, thinking Rainbow Dash was cool, not knowing what a brony was, only seeing maybe a few minutes of certain episodes. So then I decided, hey, this seems kind of interesting after the second or third time I've seen that dragon episode with my little sister. For some reason, it aired multiple times in a row. So I'd started watching every episode on YouTube through multiple different accounts. I can't name specific ones. What else? I'd say right now, my favorite pony would have to be the main six. Probably Rarity or I guess Applejack, because I think they're both awesome. The reason why I liked Rarity was because of the fact of her whiny voice. I really don't know why. I thought it was kind of a nice voice, sounded really cute and everything in that. What else? My favorite episode so far, well, I've loved every episode, but I don't know, every time I see a new episode, they each get upstaged by each other, so just every new episode, it'll be probably the new episode that'll be my favorite. I have seen up to the Valentine's Day episode, which was leaked by accident from iTunes, supposedly, and then some people uploaded it to YouTube, so I saw it there. I do not live in the States, so I do not get things like the Hub, and I don't get to download My Little Pony: Friendship is Magic from iTunes. I can't do it for some reason. Canada does not get it, which I don't know why Hasbro wouldn't do that, but because I'm pretty sure the demographic is just as big inside of Canada as it probably is in the US. Like, we're right now, for us, we air it in Treehouse, which is our normal children's channel. It only airs on Saturdays, I believe, no, Sundays, I believe, at 4 in the afternoon. We are currently on, I believe, they're on season 1, episode 15 or 16. They're really far behind in comparison to the States. Like, they're probably going to finish the series, the entire show, before we even get to maybe season 4. If it gets to season 4. Because right now, currently, supposedly that Hasbro's making, supposedly, this is what I'm hearing, not entirely sure if I should believe it or not, is they're making season 3. So, well, I guess I'll just wait and see. My favorite episode would have to be, if I had to really choose one, maybe Sister Hooves Social, because Rarity is my favorite pony out of all, like when it really comes down to it. I can do fan art requests really sometimes, but obviously I'm not going to show you over audio podcast because it's kind of a stupid idea. Not sure what else to talk about, to be honest. Like, if I had my buddies here, we'd be, like, one of my friends, he's obsessed with the Grimdarks. He thinks he's like the darker side of the internet. You take that, and that's what he is. He laughs at Fluttershy crying and all that. He's the kind of thing that bronies really don't like, but he is a brony. He likes the show. He thinks it's well done. He's got good plot elements. And no, not plot as in their asses, but like, he thinks it's got over, and he also thinks it's got overall good humor. Anyways, I'll probably try to introduce the next episode because now I've got myself a podcast account on Podomatic. Right now I have the free one, which I'm hoping soon, once I turn 18, to get into get my own credit card, the really low interest rate and low cash amount rate, so I could pay it off quickly and hook it up to this, so I can just pay $9 a month and get extra a whole bunch of extra stuff. Because then I'll be able to post it more regularly. Because right now only I get 500 megabytes. Not sure if it keeps adding more, so I might end up being limited to what I can upload through this account. I really don't know, and I'm sorry if I can't post a lot. If you want me to make a description of what my pony is, so you can find me on the Facebook or that. Really, Facebook was being a dick or a douche or whatever the fuck. Sorry to be I'm not trying to be offensive. Well, I guess I am because I'm trying to offend Facebook. It wouldn't let me choose Derpy Doodles as my Facebook account name for some fucked up reason. Saying, and yet I see thousands of Derpy accounts on there, so they're like, oh, no, you can't do it now. So I obviously had to go. I did PJ, followed by space, and Derpy Doodles, all in one word, as my last name for my file. So anyways, okay, getting back to what my person looks like. My pony is a stallion more. He's a little bigger than Big Mac in comparison of sizes to any characters from the actual show. He is a Pegasus. He is a beige coat, his eyes are a darker brown, and his hair is a light brown. It's a shorter mane. He does not have a very long mane. Really, my friends, they don't get into it as much, because, well, I don't know why. They are bronies. Most bronies are, I guess they're the lesser bronies. I don't know what we would call it. They don't have any brony aliases. Well, no. My one friend, he made a Discord Draconicus account on Facebook. He does role plays, and I have to say he does an amazing job in what he does. It's really highly well done. Just the way he is able to portray Discord is almost perfectly, I guess, aside from adding a little bit more logic into what he does, because Discord being the god of chaos really wouldn't think anything into his own plans when he's actually doing stuff, which is the biggest flaw, I think, in Discord as a villain. But anyways, this guy, he does perfectly as Discord. He's, he laughs about the fact he's ruined RP relationships and possibly ruined real relationships, which I think is not something to be too entirely proud of, but props him for even being able to play Discord well enough. Moving on, many people now know I'm a brony, openly. I think the most recent person to find out would have been my father. His reaction was less than, well, happy, obviously. Just, oh well, so just leave it at that. Anyways, really, it's nothing to freak out about. I don't know why people have to freak out when they say, oh my god, you're a brony, you're such a faggot. No, we are not. Maybe some of us are. Who knows? Does it matter? No. Like, we don't look at people who are, watch the show Jersey Shore. God, I fucking hate that show, yes. And I think everyone who watches is a faggot, but really they're not all faggots, of course. So we don't really have a right to judge. Bronies being a good prime example with their supposed motto, love and tolerance, really we don't love and tolerate. If you're going to hate on us, we're going to hate on you, and we're going to probably be an asshole about it most of the time. We tend not to be, for the most part, we are friendly towards each other. Sometimes we ignore haters, and there was one I know a while back, not sure how many people, if you end up listening to this, knew about that Facebook bronyism page that was hijacked, supposedly. Not, this guy was full of himself saying it was hacked, and I've stopped paying attention to it, but months back he would talk religious crap, but really none of us cared, and he's thinking every brony is an atheist. I'm a Roman Catholic, but really, does it matter to me if he thinks atheism is wrong? That's his opinion. No, he's entitled to it. He can go fuck himself if he really wants to cause fights with it. It's pointless, boring. And supposedly some self-proclaimed trover lord came up in the page as well, and co-admin, which I highly doubt, because the only thing that identifies it as supposedly as the trover lord is a different insulting style and more disturbing post and linking itself to a trover lord page. Really, I do not believe that, to be honest. I doubt the existence of the actual trover. I think this guy was a dick, and just like, oh, I'm going to be so shocking probably copied shit from Offended or whatever, the Encyclopedia Dramatica crap on the internet. Anyways, I'm rambling now about random stuff that doesn't always entertain towards My Little Pony. I guess I might as well talk about the newest episode, because most bronies nowadays have seen almost every episode. So the Valentine's Day one starts off with, I guess, the Cutie Mark Crusaders making a card from Shirley. Having a little bit of trouble because it's so big, so eventually they find a way to do it. I don't know what the hell they did, but anyways, moving on. Shirley talks to the CMC, find out she doesn't have a special sum pony, which I guess nowadays most bronies know the forever alone term. Yeah, most of us are. Some of us are not. It doesn't matter. Oh well, that's life. Life isn't fair. Moving on. So the CMC meddle again in things, and they screw stuff up. They find Twilight Sparkle reading about Hearts and Hooves Day. So they ask her to borrow a book, because Twilight ended up mentioning that there was a love potion, and how to make it in there. So they're like, oh, let's borrow it. CMC go on the shenanigans again. They try to make it. And they give it to, they try it first, well no, before all that. They try to get Big Mac and Miss Cheerlee together after a nice, happy song about finding the perfect mate, a special sum pony for Miss Cheerlee, because she's supposed to be a perfect, nice woman, which I wouldn't doubt she would be if she was a real person. Well, she's a pony, but she's probably a really nice pony as a person herself, because she's a teacher, she's caring, kind, and all that. So the girls go around going around town trying to find the right mate for her, per se, I guess. I don't know. So they find out that Big Mac is the only really normal one that would fit, that wasn't with someone. What else? Pretty much goes on. They try to pair Big Mac and Cheerlee together without the potion, or the supposed love potion, and that doesn't work out. So later on, they try to do the same thing again, a little bit different stories. They lie to the two, and they get them together to drink a punch, supposedly, like a berry punch or something, that they had secretly had made a love potion to give to them without telling them. They drink it, fall into some ooey-gooey love shit, start going overboard with it, so they all wonder what the hell went wrong. Turns out it was a love poison that destroys everything, I guess, somehow, because they all go into their love too much, as some prince and princess, and it fucked everyone over in a kingdom way long ago. So they freak out, thinking it's going to destroy everyone, but then, you know, just stand the fuck back. They are not a princess and a prince. Miss Cheerlee's a teacher, Big Mac's just an apple farm worker. So they think the worst of the worst, where they're going to have no one to do the apple farm work, and there's no other teachers in the existence of Equestria, which is kind of hard to believe, considering that there is multiple cities. Not every pony or little young filly and foal or whatever, I don't know what the male young term is. No, it's not cult, I guess, I'm not sure. But there's obviously not going to be just one teacher in the entire existence of Equestria, because that would be a huge fucking school. Like, they've already hinted towards the fact that there is a Pegasus Flight School, so obviously there's other teachers too. So anyways, moving on. I gotta stop saying that. I've rambled for 14 minutes. Wow, really? Okay, anyways. Bronyism has exploded, I have to say. Even me and my friends keep talking about how we think back before we were bronies. Like, maybe go back a year or two ago, depending on how long we've been bronies or how long you guys have been bronies, because I'm curious. Like, when we weren't bronies, did we ever think we'd become bronies? And did we ever think of a fan base becoming so massive so quickly? I'm guaranteeing most answers would be a no. Because, well, when you think about My Little Pony, before Friendship is Magic came out, we thought of the girliest show, and as a boy, a young boy, or as maybe an adult or male, depending on how old you are, you probably thought it was the most girly thing in existence, along next to Barbie and all that. If you're not a girl, or I guess female brony term, if you use it, is Pegasister, I'm not sure. But that saying that, so the male demographic I'm more targeting the question for is, did you ever think you'd become a brony and like the show? Like, I most certainly did not. I used to laugh at the show when I first saw the first few minutes. I was like, oh God, I'm watching this with my little sister. Well, it's for her. 5 minutes into the show, I was like, oh, this is actually not that bad. 10 minutes? I should watch this later on. And now, I do fan art. I love reading fanfics, clopfics, and grimdarks. I highly recommend you stay away from Sweet Apple Massacre. Like, fuck, that made me want to vomit. And I do fan art only in pencil. I cannot use a computer program for shit with visuals. Like, I tried using Photoshop once. Like, God, it was an awful experience. Like, I liked it, thought it was cool, something to do. Without a tablet, it is shit. Which I don't have money to buy a tablet. So I'm using my art supplies, which I have tons of, and of good quality, too, to make my own fan art, I guess. And I bet the majority of all bronies who are male probably thought Rainbow Dash was cool at the beginning. But then they eventually developed, once they started watching the show and developing through the characters, seeing how the plot went, they started to like their own foreseeable characters. Or you stayed with Rainbow Dash, personally. And then there's also the joke about Rainbow Dash being a lesbian and all that. I just love to see where this whole fan base goes in, like, a year or two. Even though it has been around for about a year now. Maybe a little longer. I'm really not sure anymore. I know Equestria Daily has been around for a little over a year. And props to them for lasting this long. Like, a lot of brony things last and then crash, but then, or don't become successful. I think recently, people had vision not always being able to get on YouTube and wanting to not waste their data, like their phone data or internet data, constantly loading YouTube videos of their songs or the PMVs to people. Not only, this is me assuming that it's one person making each of these podcasts and uploading these videos. They have started uploading, I think it was the Pony Lineup Hour and the Brony Songs or something. And they both have been uploading songs, and I thank them for that. It makes it so much easier to find My Little Pony Friendship with Magic fan music. And sometimes not fan music, like Winter Wrap Up. God, that song is stuck in my head. Oh, fuck. I'm still wondering when Smile, Smile, Smile is going to come around. I should end this soon, to be honest, because I'm a one person rambling. It really gets annoying. I'm pretty sure you kind of need the more true story of having multiple people work together and having the more flavorful kind of podcast with multiple people and multiple personalities going into it. One gets pretty boring and monotone, I know that. I guess I really don't know, I'm sorry. I've been wanting to make a podcast. I'm not going to write a script, ever. Never will do that. It's always random what we talk about. We might even ramble on the same things, but differently in certain times. You know me, I personally do look at I frequent Rule 34. I do read clopfics way too much and all that. I admit I am that kind of brony at some points, but I also keep to the normal side. And my other friend, who is into the grim darks, and he's really fucked up for that, and he laughs at that, enjoys all the blood and gore and guts and crap. And he loves bashing the show for anything, but he loves it still. And we got my other friend, I'm not mentioning names just because I want them to make up their own aliases for this podcast, so when we refer to each other, we won't be saying our actual names. I guess unless we become comfortable enough to say our actual names, but right now, not having any listeners yet, or anything like that, we're just going to leave it as anonymously as our names, like our brony names. Mine, obviously, being Derpy Doodles. Derpy Doodles. God, if I slur during this, I'm going to be so pissed off because there's no way in hell I'm re-recording it. Fuck. And then I got my other friend, who really, he's your normal brony. He does fan art. He hates looking, He's more of the safe brony. He just looks at the show for what it is. He doesn't try to bring outside elements or fan elements into it. Except maybe Derpy, because they actually brought her into the show. Which I thought was really cool. I loved that. That's my favorite scene so far in any episode. It would have been the scene with Derpy. Great thing for me in my arts class, I used to draw anime. I draw anime all the time, and I still do. My art teachers would get upset because they would think that so many people would draw anime. Really, I'm the only one who did draw anime in my classes. But I guess it is too widespread now. But without them knowing, they don't know too much about the brony side of things. So me drawing ponies, they just think it's me drawing something for my little sister, or just think it's me trying something new, which I think is pretty funny. Then for some reason, one of my older teachers was able to identify what I was drawing, which was, I thought was really weird, and she's never heard of the new show. And she stopped wanting me to do it. But my other one, which I currently have this semester for school, she actually thinks it's pretty cool, the fact that I do this. I'm currently starting to admit in school that I am a brony to some people, which I really don't care, and it's great to see that some of them don't actually go and try to insult me for it. I think the only people who ever tried to insult me for it were the people who are now bronies along with me, which I think is quite funny. Or the people who are no longer my friends because they're all anime bitches. What else? Not sure how this is going to turn out when I upload it, but just talking about whatever. What else? I don't really know what else to talk about. I'm really sorry. And if you don't like this one, expect better stuff to come next podcast or two if you start to listen to it. And please, if you do listen to this, please try to get your friends and to follow this and listen to it. And any more bronies, I really would love the support of this. Because I think us three, my two friends and I, are a pretty funny bunch when we are together, because we're all like the different clashing sides of bronies. You got me, who's like, loves the characters for what they are, and then also does the Rule 34, and will be all innocent and crap and shit like that, I guess. And I'll be like, oh my god, plus I'm kind of a ditz. Hence the term derpy doodle, or I'm a derp, I guess. I don't know. I guess derp sounds better, but that's why I gave myself the derpy doodle's name. Then we got my friend, who's like kind of the egotistical asshole, which I think is pretty funny to add into it, because he'll make fun of everything, insult it, bash it, and then we'll have all arguments about crap, which is funny. We did do one mini podcast, which I never figured out how to upload it with anything, which at the time I really didn't know anything about computers or websites and shit like that, and I didn't go on computers. And so, well, that got lost, and yeah. Anyways, in that we had arguments about what the ponies' real ages are, and if they were humans, and if they were human ages, and put in context of what the fuck these villains would really be like, if they were realistic enough, not too childish. I think my favorite one was when we were talking about Discord. We were talking about him. He really would not make cotton candy clouds, buffaloes dancing in ballerina suits, houses that are paper thin. He would not do that if he was really like more realistic in terms of how evil he would be. He'd probably be blowing up people, killing them, and stuff like that. That's what we assumed. But keeping the kid element, that's what my friend does on his Discord account, which I think is really cool still, nonetheless, that he was able to do that, but keep his egotistical asshole self to him, into it, which I think is really cool. I think it might end up really coming down to it, because my other friend, who's the more normal mid-ground of bronies, he honestly never wanted to do the podcast. We suggested to him, he said sure, but really, he's not going to do it. There's no way in fucking hell he's going to get into it. So we're going to move on. It's probably just going to be me and my other friend pretty much clashing every second of the podcast with each other with stuff we have to say. Obviously, we're not big enough to get any actors into our podcast. We are not well known. Maybe we can get our stuff put onto Equestria Daily. I really don't know. If you guys can let me know of any other good free podcast sites that would have most of the brony community on it, I really would like to know, because then I would like to be able to be thought of in the main ground of where all the bronies are. I have never been to a BronyCon yet, because I know there's only, supposedly what I think, I've only known of two, really. It's probably been like four. I really don't know. I'm sorry if I'm wrong for this. I really want to go to one, but there's never anyone close enough to me, because they're all in the States. obviously for obvious reasons, because it's for most people they are in the States. I'm just hoping that there is a big enough community soon in Canada that we can actually start having our own Brony meetups in Canada, or Brony cons in Canada, and we can get some of the actors just like you guys do in the States, or most of you Bronies in the States. I know my really Brony dialogue is toned down this time, and I'm just talking random shit. I haven't used any pony or stuff like that, which I should start to use, I guess, unless you guys would be offended by that, so I really don't know. Obviously download, comment, or whatever the hell, rate this podcast for me when it's uploaded, or if I can figure it away after uploading it to Podomatic to iTunes, if it does that, which I hope it does, because iTunes is a great way to get known, hence Bronyville and the Electric Brony and all them, they get some downloads, which is pretty cool. Hopefully by next week I will have the other podcast going up. I have to keep them also pretty short but funny and well known, because Podomatic on a free basis only gives us 500 megabytes. I'm not sure if it refreshes it every month and gives us about a certain amount of bandwidth for free account. I don't think it keeps adding every month, which if it doesn't, then I'm going to be sad. Maybe I'll probably just make it other accounts and upload it under slightly different names, of course, trying to keep it the same way. So yeah, really, I just don't know what to say other than, well, yeah, this is how it's going to be. Obviously, this is a first draft, first time ever trying to make a podcast and upload it. It's obviously going to suck. I know audio might be slightly good and a bit too sensitive. You might even hear the TV that I've been watching in the background this entire time, which I'm actually not watching ponies. I'm watching Family Guy, which is trademarked and owned by another company, and I'm just not sure if I have to say that. What else? I really have nothing else to say. I just hope you guys will download this. Try to listen to it. Sorry if I'm being really boring. I'm just dragging out. I just need to keep it some big length, which I hope you guys to expect this same length every time. So I see I'm at like 27 minutes and 25 seconds or so. I just hope to be able to continue this for a long time and maybe build up a giant fan base following this podcast. This is pretty much going to be audio as talking. I recorded through my iPhone, which I think last time I tried it and listening to the actual recording after sounded really well done. Not sure if it's going to be affected once I upload it to anything. Yeah, so I'm rambling now. So, yeah, sorry this time wasn't funny. I am alone. I didn't tell my friend about this, making this account. So, hope to see you guys in the future. And, well, guys and girls, depending on who listens. And I'm attempting to give you a bro hoof through this mic. I don't know how it's going to work. I just don't know. I'm sorry. Fuck. Anyways, I'm gonna go see every pony later, and love you. Okay, really not love you, but think you guys are awesome. Whatever. Fuck. I should really start to edit these. Anyways, bye.